Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Joining us on the line right now is our good friend Jake Tapper, anchor of CNN's The Lead and State of the Union. Good morning to you, Jake.
Good morning.
All right, so I'm here alongside Mary Walters, who fills in quite a bit, filling in for Larry today. Lick, we wanted to talk to you about this story on CNN about Ivanka Trump and how there might be some changes over at the White House and the way they have an office of the First Lady. That might change somewhat, according to some of your reporting over there.
That's right. Sarah Murray, our stellar Trump transition reporter, says that a source tells her that there are talks right now in Trump land to change the office of the First Lady, make it the office of the First Family, give Ivanka, Donald Trump's daughter, a role in the East Wing and an office where she can push some of the issues that are important to her. And the Trump transition team says that no final decisions have been made, but it's not the strongest pushback in the world to the story. And it's very interesting considering the fact that we already know that Ivanka and her husband, Jared Kushner, are house hunting in Washington, and that Jared Kushner is also, they're talking about a leadership role for him within the White House. So it looks like, you know, the Trump team has been challenging the norms of how things have been done for a long time in the White House and in this country, and this is yet another one.
Well, we know that Melania is not coming to Washington initially because she wants to stay there and let Barron finish his school year, which we completely understand. All parents understand right. That makes sense.
Sure.
Would she eventually come here, do you think, or is that just still sort of yet to be decided?
I think it's yet to be decided. My understanding is that after the school year is over, Melania and Barron will come down to the White House. But, you know, as with all things in Trump land, who knows? I mean, decisions are made and then they are reversed. But I think what's interesting here is that, well, first of all, this is the first time in a long time that we've had a president with adult children. The last few occupants of the White House, I guess you have to go all the way back to George H.W. Bush, who had adult kids. But the last three occupants of the White House have had kids in grade school or high school. So here we have adult children and the roles that they will play. And obviously there have been questions about the wall that Donald Trump says he wants to ultimately build between his global business empire and the White House, and how Don Jr. and Eric will run the company, even though there are questions about the role they're playing in the transition with them interviewing candidates for state, for interior. But here we have, it looks like, a plan to remove Ivanka from the business side of things, although I guess we'll see, and have her have a policy role in the White House.
Jake, this is Mary Walter. Ivanka Trump, we know, leans left. When I was listening to her speech at the RNC, I thought, wait, is this the DNC? She's talking about forcing companies for paid leave and this and that. It was very, very more Democrat policies, more government intervention, more government regulation on businesses as far as mandating certain things. Should we be concerned with her having, if she has an office in the White House, to push those policies? Because those are pretty much against what Donald Trump talks about.
It's interesting. We don't know exactly what role she will play and what issues she will push. I mean, obviously, as you mentioned, there was the child care issue, which I think ended up being more of a tax credit proposal than anything else. And I think it was voluntary. I don't think it was a mandate in terms of the proposal. But we'll see what comes out of the office. I know a lot of conservatives have said the exact same thing to me that you just said, which is that she seems to be a liberal Democrat, Ivanka Trump. But remember, Donald Trump is in many ways, you know, reshaping and realigning what the Republican Party, at least in his world, stands for. I mean, a lot of the positions that he has taken when it comes to trade are more traditional union protectionist kind of positions when it comes to trade. He also seems to be, for want of a better word, more of an isolationist, not in the strict sense of not having anything to do with the rest of the world, but certainly a non-interventionist, far more so than his Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton, would have been, I think. So I guess my answer is yes, Ivanka would be reshaping what the Republican Party and what a Republican White House stands for, but in some ways her father has been doing that as well.
But the other thing that comes to mind is the whole climate change thing. She seems to be a proponent of that, and Donald Trump flat out said it's a bunch of hooey. So,
right. Ivanka, absolutely. Ivanka has said that she's on the side of the climate scientists, and Donald Trump is shall we call him a skeptic or a denier.
He's a denier.
All right. I want to ask you about these Russian hacking allegations and the intelligence community. Well, where is this coming from? Because, I mean, there seems to be those who say, well, the CIA believes this. The DNI, the Director of National Intelligence, does not. The FBI does not share in this assessment. Where is the truth as far as we can discern it?
Well, it's difficult to discern for us. But, I mean, I think there are different standards of proof that the CIA has versus the FBI has. And we've seen the FBI, you know, they have to build a case. Their standard is what can we prove in a court of law,
yeah.
Whereas the CIA does take more liberties when it comes to deducing what they think happened and why. I guess there's no real dispute about whether or not any of the intelligence agencies believe that the Russians conducted hacking. They all agree with that. The question is, what was the motivation? Why did the Russians do it? And the CIA believes that that the Russians were trying to sway the election for Donald Trump. Former CIA Director General Michael Hayden was on my show yesterday, and he said, based on just like public information, not based on any insider information, he did not think so necessarily, but he thought that it was more likely, in his view, that the Russians were just trying to sow seeds of doubt in the election and the integrity of democracy. And that's something we have all over the world, Russians using various means, whether cyber or otherwise, to try to get publics in different countries to not trust institutions and to not trust leaders. And that's what Hayden thought. So it's all the disagreement right now is all about motivation, not about
whether there was actual hacking. Okay. Listen,
yeah,
Jake, greatly appreciate it. Appreciate you joining us here on Mornings on the Wall.
Thanks, guys.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right